We believe it. Amen. Praise God. Let's get the lights up a little bit. We could, please. Hallelujah. I want everybody to see everybody. God's good. Thank you, praise team, for the songs and the worship today. And thank you for worshiping. Without you, it wouldn't be a worship service. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Well, I hear that the twins have their second birthday today. Wow, it's been a quick 2 years. So let's give the Lord glory for that. Father, thank you for these twins. 2 years old. Amen. Praise God. And also, where's Sarah? Sarah Beth had a birthday party yesterday. Was yesterday your birthday? All right. Huh? Oh, we celebrate a month. Smart girl. Hallelujah. How old is Sarah? 9 Thursday. Going on 19 real quick. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you all for coming today. God's got great things in store for us, as He always does. Amen. Are we expecting great things to happen? Yes, we are. I need great things happening. Amen. Just look around and point and say, you need great things this whole week. We need God. Amen. And He's always there. He is an ever-present source of blessings and goodness and power and love. We give God praise for that. Don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock, the Bowmans will be here. Be sure and pray. Be sure and come. Be sure and bring somebody with you. We're going to have a great time. We had dinner with them last night, and they just can't wait to get here. So praise God. It's going to be a great. I really not just saying this to build this up, okay? This is not an ad campaign. But you're going to get out of it what you put into it. They're ready to give it all to you. Let's come to the well tonight and draw from the Spirit of God to bring healing to all of us. I need some stuff. What about y'all? We all need stuff. God's got it all for us. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Every area of your life, Jesus wants you to be made whole. That's why He died. That's why He was raised from the dead. Amen? He is risen, you know. Hallelujah. And He's here today. Glory be to God. So don't forget the Bowmans to be here. 6 o'clock. We will not have youth or anything like that tonight, nor prayer this afternoon, as Terry shared a while ago. And so get all focused and get in here and let's have a good. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time. Amen? You can't be around the Bowmans and not laugh. If you just look at Blaine long enough, you'll laugh. Amen. Amen. Anything else we need to announce that we didn't get done? Sometimes I don't put everything on that piece of paper that Terry reads, so it's not her fault, it's mine. Amen? Everybody say, I knew that. You didn't say a word, did you, Lila? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this time together in Your Word. A time together, Lord God, to sense, to know, and to by faith, Lord God, reach out to You. And expect good things to happen. We need Your words today. We need Your wisdom. We need guidance. And Lord, we give You praise for all this. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
You can put this on the screen if you don't mind, Cameron. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. God just dropped this in my heart a while ago. And it's the most amazing thing. That God is God. And we cannot understand all that God is with our finite mind. But the thing is this, that He is so loving that He gives us a choice. A choice. Now we can choose. It says right here, God says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. So heaven and earth is taking notice, paying attention, going to record our decision making. That I have set before you life and death. I said out loud, life or death? Blessing and cursing. Blessing or we have a choice. We have a choice. And for some strange reason, I think my choice is better than God's choice. That I'm smarter than God. No. Everybody say no. What were you thinking? God said, I'm just sitting out here before you. You can choose life or death. Blessing or cursing. If you choose God, you're going to get life and blessing. You choose not to serve God or to surrender your life to Him, you're going to reap the other. Amen? Do we believe that this morning? Look at your neighbor and say, I sure am glad I made some good decisions. You know, life is a summation of decisions that we've made. We've all made good ones, and we have some have not made some not so good. But the best one you will ever make is when you say yes to Jesus. Amen? We all know that. That's why we're here today. And to worship, maybe there's some here today that need to hear this message. Because I promise you, your destination will never be filled until you let Jesus be the Lord of your life. I don't care how much money you make, how famous you get. Without Jesus, something is missing. Amen? And there's an end to this. We're going to stand before God. This is a message that needs to be heard more in this time and hour of history that we live in. It's a time that we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord of all and take up a stand for Him, to receive Him. Time is of the essence. Right? So, God says, I've called heaven and earth to record against you this day, life or death, blessing or cursing. Therefore, choose life. Open book test. You remember those in school? I like those kind, don't you? Open book test. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, you know, life and death, you know, it's you're pulled one way by the world. It looks fun. It looks exciting. It looks different. It looks cool. It looks like this is the route I need to go for success. But it's the wrong one because God's not involved. I promise you from experience and just living a few years, God is the only way to do it. Amen. 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 Well, you know, the devil told me this, no kidding. He said, you're going to lose your friends, all six of them. I didn't lose any friends. I lost some buddies. You know what a buddy is. They just hang around and use your gas while you're in your car. And then when the car runs out of gas, they're gone too. All right? So we want to choose life, and we do, and you have. And we've been together long enough, a lot of us, that we've seen some great, great victories. Right, Matt? I'm serious. This room is full of major miracles. Isn't that right, Vicki? I mean, major miracles. And, you know, being born again is the greatest miracle of all time. Because as hard as I tried, I couldn't change myself. It lasted about a week or two, and then here it goes. But when you make that choice, and it comes into your heart and into your life, He changes you. If you're serving God, if you're a child of God, there should have been a change in your life. Amen? A change. It says you become a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. That's the newness of life. He has come to give us life, not death. We chose life that night or that day or during that revival service or whenever it was when you made that decision. You chose life and you chose it forever. And because He knows when you're playing games. Could I have a little amen on that? He knows when you're just wanting, you know, your cake and eat it too. God knows when we're not being honest with Him. But when you get honest with Him and say yes, all His power comes into you, all His potential, everything that heaven has is available to you. Well, that's good, isn't it? That is good. All we really have to give up is misery. That's all I had to give up, Julie. I was just miserable. And most of us make people around us miserable. I won't call any names. Okay? Just kidding. Let's read here in verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice, Oh, well, I don't want to do anything God tells me. I don't really want anybody to tell me what to do. Well, all I can tell you, you're in a pack of trouble. Because you have chosen the wrong thing. You've chosen your own wits, your own talents, and your own this and that to get you where you want to go, and it'll never get you there. I don't care what you attain on this earth. Nothing can take the place of heaven. Nothing can take the place of saying, of hearing from God, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your glory right here. That's what we want to hear. And that's what we must hear. But you have to make your decision down here on earth. Amen. When you leave this body, your decision days are over. You make your decision while you're alive here on earth. Amen. All right. Obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave to him, for he is thy life, the length of thy days. You want to live a long time? Get God in your life. Amen. That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. That is a covenant of blessing. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you and I, through the Lord Jesus Christ, are involved and have advantage of all of that covenant. Amen? That's why it says we're blessed coming in and going out. We are. Sometimes I have to convince myself because I went out and had a flat tire. Look at your neighbor and say, just get over it. All you need is some air. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John 5:4. We're going to shift gears. 1 John 5:4. This is what church at Faith Outreach is all about. Church at Faith Outreach is knowing how and living victoriously. Does that sound attractive to you? Amen. Now, if I were on TV and had a slick hairdo and could talk real nice, you know, not so southern, but anyway, could talk real nice and entice you to buy my book, this book. If you read this book and do these 12 steps, you are going to have absolutely victorious life. You think you could sell a book like that? They sell them every day. But the only book we need is that Bible. It is life. It is power. But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You want to be a world overcomer? Are you born of God? Are you born again? Is Jesus your Lord? Hallelujah. Are you heaven bound? Yeah. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Well, I don't feel like an overcomer. We don't live by feelings. We live by faith. And this is that victory that overcomes the world. I don't care how old you are, how young you may be, whatever station of life you're in. This will always work, and this is God's formula of living victoriously. Living by faith. And we say, living by faith. Well, that sounds easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Because the enemy knows where you are, who you are. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give you life and life more abundantly. You make a decision. Choose life or death. Oh, that sounds easy. It's not always so easy. But it takes courage to say, yes, Lord. It takes courage to wake up tomorrow and say, yes, Lord. It takes courage to wake up next year and say, yes, Lord. Amen? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even the pastor's faith. Even granny's faith. Even someone else's faith. No, it's on your shoulders. And it's on mine. Faith. Well, now how in the world do I get faith? By doing what you're doing right here today. Listening to the Word of God. You see, this book is not full of just words. It's life. It's alive. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let's say that loud. I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, what's the good news? The good news is he died for you. And now he lives for you. He is the power in your life. You made in his image. You're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. The Spirit of the living God lives in you. Let's make another decision. I can go higher. I can go farther. I can go deeper. I can go wider in the things of God than where I am even now. There's much more. You can never punch through and get to the other side of God. He's just too big. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Would you like to be a world overcomer?
Yes.
Come on now, say, yes, we want to be world overcomers. Sure we do. We don't want to be down in the gutter. We don't want to be cast out. We want to be victorious in living. You do it by faith.
Amen.
Faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith in his word. Amen. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is, it is. What's it? The gospel. It is the power of God. You want to get a hold of God's power? You want to get a hold of God's power? When you got to have that prayer, you got to have this. And this is why I don't know how people in the world make it, Jerry. Because there's some terrible things out there, and we all go through. We all have times when it's very, very desperate. It's the power of God. If I could just get the power of God. If you would just give me $100 bills. Just give me $100. And I'll see it, you know, till next week. Only thing wrong with that, Barbara. Next week always comes. And I don't have the $100 to give back to him.
And then there's another week.
Then there's another week. Deeper in debt. Where we go down, down, down. There's no way of coming out. But God has a way. I said out loud, he is the way. I'm telling you what, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you in your whole life. I mean, it cannot compare. He cannot compare to knowing him and walking with him. This is not something we do on Sunday. This is what we do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We walk with God. If you're a child of God, you are walking with God. And walking with God in the best way and the most positive way and the most beneficial way is to just walk in what the Word says to do. Well, I don't like that sermon. Well, I'm sorry. But it's a walk. We all have to walk. And I'm here today to tell you. The end is coming. Sooner or later. What choice did we make? Well, I'll do that just before I die. I made that statement one time, Barry. Wasn't that stupid? That wasn't the only stupid thing I ever said, probably. And the room was full of amens. Well, I'll just wait, you know, before I die. And I'll just ask, you're not guaranteed that. And then finally somebody was sharing it with somebody. And they said, well, what if you're unconscious? I didn't think of that. I didn't think about, you know, I couldn't hear and I couldn't think. I'm unconscious. And I should have made that decision. Shoot. I didn't make it. Well, it's too late then. And we're going the wrong way. As long as you're in this body, you have a choice. This is your earth suit. You have a choice. But when you leave this earth suit, your days of choosing are over. You chose. You either said yes or no. Well, I'll put him off. That's saying no. That is saying no. And do not think that God takes this lightly. Just ask Israel. We do not want to be here during tribulation, which is designed to bring the Jews home. And some of them are going to make it. But we'll be out of here. It's called the rapture of the church. Now, God loves you so much. He made a way for us to escape Armageddon and the terror and the last days, tribulation. It's coming. Everybody say it's coming. Do you know it's coming? Do we acknowledge that it's coming? Are we ready? The only way you can be ready is to live by faith. You accept Jesus Christ as Lord by faith. And this is the victory that will come to the world, even your faith. So the more faith, the more you walk in that light, the greater the victory can be in your life. All things are possible. Now just think about that. God is speaking to you today, calling your name. And saying, all things are possible to you if you'll believe. Well, I got to do a little work on my faith. But I can. Faith comes by hearing. This is where you find your faith. This is the victory. Finding faith, then living by it. Praise God. Keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, keep digging. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you, living for God is not dull and boring. This is the greatest book you'll ever read. It is the essence of all truth. It's the beginning and the end. You want to know what's going to happen? Read the book. You want to know what can happen? Read the book. Listen to the book. And when you do, these words will build faith in you. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's King James. Sometimes he gets me confused. But you can read in other translations, it'll clear it up a little bit for you. But the hearing of the word of God brings faith. It comes. Amen?
Yes.
But now I've got to make another decision, Jeremy. I got to believe it.
Amen.
I heard it. I feel good. Sometimes you leave church, you know, it's been, we have a service Wednesday night. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, this, you need to be on Wednesday nights. Wow. Anyway, and you hear a great song or a great message, or you're stirred up for the Lord, you know, and I want to do better. And you leave here and you're just on fire for God. And then you get out there and, you know, things fall apart. Circumstances get in your way. Circumstances get in my way. What are we going to do about them? Get them out of the way.
Yeah.
Live by faith. Amen. The Bible tells us we don't live by what we see. We live by the word of God.
Yeah.
Make that decision. Whatever news you get, you do not get off your faith, because sometimes good news is not always good. Amen? Usually you get a phone call after midnight and it's not usually good. It can be the worst news you ever got in your life. What are you going to do? We've been together for most of us for 43 years and off and on, and we know, I've seen you guys come through stuff, my, because you never backed off your faith. Never. And it'll bring you out on the other end. That's the victory that overcomes this world. Because the world's out to steal, kill, and destroy. God's out to bless you. God's out to bring abundance to you. He's out to love you. He's out to lead you as the shepherd of your life. Where are we headed? Ultimately, where are we headed? You need to answer that question for yourself. I can't answer for you. Wish I could. We make that decision. Heaven is in our future. Amen?
Yeah.
Everybody say it's going to be worth it. Yeah. Jesus has already gone to the Father and preparing a place for us to get there. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Going to be like a brand new home. Amen. God is so good to us.
Yeah.
And y'all are champions because you're faith-filled people. And that affords you to live in success and victory.
Amen.
You remember that old commercial used to be on TV, ABC World of Sports? It's the agony of defeat or the thrill of victory. Make the decision. We want the thrill of victory. I don't want an agony of defeat. And if your feet are hurting today, God will take care of that too. Y'all will get that by next Wednesday.
I just got it.
Agony of defeat, okay. All right.
The
agony of your defeat, right. Some of these other ladies around high heels, the agony of defeat, okay. All right. This scripture will not get out of me. I mean, let's turn to it. Acts 10:38. And we may read more than that one scripture, so be ready, Karen. Acts 10:38. I was praying this morning, and you know, God wants us to get to the other side. He wants us to get there. Now, the greatest thrill and the greatest joy in your destiny is not always on the journey. Journey is good. I mean, we can preach. God sounds good, man. I want to ride with Him. It sounds like I'll never have another problem. I did not say that. The Bible does not say that either. But He shows you a way for victory. And that's by faith. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. And He will deliver you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if this message is boring you, I'm sorry. But this message will bring you life. And when one day you stand before God and you made that decision, you'll think of Brother Jimmy. I heard that. I'm so glad I made that decision. It's the greatest decision of your life. Now, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Can we say that out loud? With the Holy Ghost and with power. That's miracle working power in the Greek. You look it up. Miracle working power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, who's the problem here? The devil's the problem. He's the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, you don't have to go there, Karen, but the Bible tells us that Jesus, and I just said it, Jesus is the same. Yesterday, we're not talking about somebody 2,000 years ago. We're talking about Jesus today. He's just as current today as He was 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, preacher, I've heard all this 100 times. Guess what? I've heard it 102. But you never need to get away. This is your path of victory. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and He went about doing good. Now, we are the body of Christ. Amen. So, the Bible tells us in John that we are to do the things that He did and even greater things. Well, what did He do? This is what He did. He went about doing good. And healing people. You can do that in Walmart. You can do it at the job place. Wherever the need arises. Listen to me now. Wherever the need, if you've got the Spirit of God in you and you're walking with God and you love people, and if you love God, you're supposed to love people.
Amen.
Right? The compassion that's in you through the Holy Spirit, the love of God's been shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost. The love, the compassion in you for that person will cause you to act and bring boldness. The love. Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the miracles and doing good and all that good stuff. Wherever you are, if the need arises, the Holy Spirit is there to meet it.
Amen?
Amen? You don't have to go home, take a shower, put on your suit and your tie and look like a preacher. No. You are the body of Christ. You're made in His image. Amen? So praise God. Wherever the need arises, that's when the spirits of God, the gifts of God should go into operation. You know? And they will. I remember a guy one day, he was on a John Deere tractor, and he made a turn, and this Coca-Cola truck hit him. Older gentleman over here about Wren at the intersection. Well, I pulled over and stopped. I'm the only one there beside the guy that's injured, and then the Coca-Cola driver, and he is really shook up because he's hit this guy. And I go over to the guy, and he's laying on the pavement, and he's got blood coming out of his head. And I didn't know him. But I'm telling you, the gift of faith arose. I pray for him at that point in time. And I talked to the truck driver. And then I left. Well, I wonder what happened to that guy on that tractor. He went home that day from the hospital. Amen. It's nothing special about me, but something very special about who's in you, who's in me. If we let him do the works, miracles happen. And they're all around us. Amen. Praise God. How many of you pray for a parking spot? And us. Miss Agnes does. I do too sometimes. But sometimes I'm just thankful, especially at the hospital. I'll park at the bottom. I'm healthy. I need to walk anyway. I'll walk and let some other person that can't walk park closer. That parking lot ought to be against the law up there. You need what do you call those masks? One of those masks when you get there for some oxygen time, you walk from the bottom. But praise God. Hey, Doc, I figured out, and if we could get this in, we can solve the parking situation at North Mississippi Medical Center. All they need to do, and they can make a fortune, valet parking. I'd pay them $20 not to walk from down there in the rain. Wouldn't you? Just go park it somewhere else. You bring it back to me. We do it all the time. We go out to eat in these fancy places. We don't do that much around here. But some places, they do have valet parking. And it's nice. It's nice. You got your little ticket. Here it is. Go get your car. Anyway. Favor of God, blessings of God are available to all of us. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus. You want to meet him? You want to meet him? Well, many of us already have. But if you need to meet him today, if you're not sure, what would happen to you? We all go stand before God. You can make that decision here. What did Deuteronomy tell us? Choose life. Well, it's not popular. I see. I can have a big sale here and get my money, you know, from my company from selling this. But I'll have to put a circle around this part and just fudge a little bit. That's all you got to do. You fill out a life insurance application with somebody. How old are you? I'm 79 years old. All you got to do is put on there 69. You could get caught. If you do, you get fired. And then this person wants to beat you up because you did it for your commission. Anybody have a situation like that? Yeah. We probably all got ripped off somewhere down the road. But it's okay. Don't make deals with God. You better know, because he knows exactly what's going on. Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand up, please. The music is playing. It's time to go home. You jumped the gun on me, buddy. It's only 3 minutes till. Shoot. Don't forget tonight. We're going to have a blast. Come. Ready to just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. I'm glad that we didn't all have to put on a seatbelt to sit in these seats today like we do on an airplane and can't move. Where there's freedom, where there's liberty, there's freedom in God. Amen. Jesus is not some old fogey sitting on a mountaintop. He likes to have a good time too. Amen. All right, let's all bow our heads if you don't mind, please. Father, thank you for your presence in this room today. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of the decision that we've made or we didn't make for you. Lord, if I have not made that decision today, I'm asking you now to receive me. I declare with my mouth and with my heart that Jesus is alive and well. He is the Son of the living God. He is my Savior. I accept Him as Savior today. I make that decision today. And I make that decision, Lord God, to be filled with Your Spirit. I need all You got. I need all You have. I'm not ashamed now of the gospel, because I see I must have it. And You are more important. You are better than anything this world could ever offer. Lord, thank You for giving us the right to choose. We choose You because You sent a Savior. Lord, in the name of Jesus, save us. Fill us with Your Spirit. Heal us. Send blessings in every area of life, Lord God. The Word provides for miracles, and we receive them, and we need them. Thank You, Lord, for loving us, and we love You back. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Amen.
Look at 8 people and say, I'll see you tonight.